This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. McDonald's is joining the ranks of Chick-fil-A and Chipotle. It's promising to serve antibiotic-free chicken in its 14,000 locations. Well, the shift in policy raises two questions. One, now that Mickey D's has jumped on the antibiotic-free bandwagon, who else is going to join? And two, how much more money will consumers have to fork over to pay for this chicken? From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Before we talk chicken, understand, antibacterial resistance is serious. The CDC says superbugs lead to 23,000 deaths a year and 2 million illnesses. The Pew Charitable Trust's Gail Hansen calls McDonald's move a game changer.
When you consider that in the United States, we raise 9 billion chickens a year. Every time you get an antibiotic into a bird, you potentially can get antibiotic resistance.
How many businesses will follow Mickey D's? As one source said, when Chick-fil-A and McDonald's do something, it's not like some Berkeley, California thing. It's mainstream. It's also more expensive, says University of Georgia veterinarian Chuck Hoffaker.
It'll take more corn and soybean to be fed to the chickens to get the same amount of chicken meat.
The National Chicken Council says that translates into 5 to 7 cents a pound. So if the price of corn goes up, so will your chicken McNugget. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.